I don't know. Probably, what time did we fly down here yesterday? I don't know that we were ever really good tonight by any stretch. We're so poor offensively, and then got off to such a bad start and played from behind. Actually had a decent stretch in the first half where we cut it to one, and then didn't score in the last possession. And in the second half, they controlled the second half. I thought we tried hard down the stretch and certainly created a little bit of havoc, but they were obviously a better team tonight than we were.
The energy with which Ochai played.
He played with energy. You know, he got four offensive rebounds, which is more than we've maybe gotten all year long from our wings going to the glass. So that was a positive. And he was really good tonight. I mean, he was arguably the best player in the game. Osakowski, I thought, had a really good game too. But we just didn't have any help for him tonight. You know, they did a good job on Diedrich, and then, you know, really we didn't have anybody else, step up around him and make enough plays. But that's on us too. That's on me. And you know, we got to find some way to play where I can help the guys offensively. And we just haven't figured it out yet. As much as we'd like to be able to, but we haven't figured it out yet.
Are you surprised it's such a struggle offensively with this group?
I'm surprised by the success we had early in the season, but not surprised by it. We've known all along that, you know, we had some limitations offensively, and then when teams guard Diedrich the way they've been guarding him and neutralizing him, puts a lot of pressure on guys that to do some things that maybe they're not as good at doing yet because of youth or whatever. And so, it doesn't really – it's not a shocker to me by any stretch. But to the level that we struggled, that hasn't been something that we expected.
Could you explain the decision to start Ochai?
Well, he was our best player tonight, so that was just a coach's decision.
He just had a couple of blocks, I think, in the first 3 minutes, and then Osakowski grabbed a couple of boards, had a couple of putbacks. It seemed like those two guys sort of set the tone for Texas early on.
I would think so, especially we actually didn't rebound the ball awful after the first 6 or 7 minutes. You know, we actually did a decent job on that. We're not going to out-rebound them by a significant margin. But, I think it was – I can't remember. I think they got off to like a 10-5 rebounding advantage early on. And then after that, we actually battled them pretty good. But I thought that Jackson did a really good job. He blocked a couple of guard shots inside. He bothered Diedrich all night with his length, and even if he didn't get a shot blocked. And I thought Osakowski, he was good early, but – I mean, he was really good tonight. I mean, he took shots that were there, but I thought he rebounded, and I thought he played to his size, especially when we went small.
So the offensive rebound on the missed front end of the game.
Yeah.
Did you see where that?
No, I would think it was, if I'm not mistaken, Osakowski got his hand on it to deflect it back out to Roach. If I'm guessing, I would say we probably did a soft job of pinching him and allowing him to get his hand up there to deflect it back. Now, granted, standing height, you know, they're bigger than us, so you got to hit legs and, you know, at least get them to bend a little bit. And we obviously didn't do that there. That was not why we lost, but that eliminated that in the next possession where we're down four. After they turned it over, and then Diedrich got a decent shot, but it was definitely too deep, and that was probably a situation that we've probably been better off driving it.
You talk about helping your team. I guess what's that process like? Helping the offense. I mean,
trying to come up with something that works. Without being, not trying to be negative, but you play a certain way, and you anticipate having guys to play a certain way, and you don't shoot it great, and you don't pass it great, and that's hard to do when you're playing small, So it's the pieces just don't quite fit yet. I got to figure out a way to get the pieces to fit better. because we got good pieces. You know, I just done a poor job with figuring it out.
How much thought over the weekend about not letting that Kentucky loss matter or hurt you? How did you feel they did in the last couple of days?
I would say average. I don't think we've been poor by any stretch, but I don't think that we've been great either. You know, the thing about it is when you lose, you know, it should really piss you off. And sometimes when it doesn't do that, you're kind of too comfortable sometimes with accepting what happened. And I don't think that we accepted what happened, but I don't think that we've had the same mindset to fight that maybe some of the teams in the past have had to fight. So I said all along, the Kentucky game didn't mean anything. To fans, it meant something. It didn't mean anything. It would have been great if we won, and I would have said it didn't mean anything if we won. To me, this was a much bigger game than the Kentucky game, but the Kentucky game probably didn't allow us to be as good as what I would have wished we would have. But that's such a soft statement by a coach, because didn't Texas lose at Georgia? So I'm not buying that at all.
The only one problem they've had is having guys pissed off, like you're saying. How do you know when your guys are?
I think you can tell by practice. I think you can tell by leadership and team meetings, you know, things like that. You know they say, and I, you know, you hear this all the time by the pugnants, but a player coach team is much better than a coach team, and right now we just don't have the players probably coaching the team as much as what we'd like, because when they do that, they obviously are accepting more ownership and what's going on, but we're also young. I mean, we started three freshmen and a sophomore tonight, but still, that's no excuse. I mean, we've started three freshmen and sophomore before, so we just got to be better.
Bill, is this a rut, or is there a limited ceiling for how good this team can get this season?
Based on where we're at right now, I think a rut is too strong, but I don't think our ceiling is near as high as what it's been in years past. That's not being negative. That's being factual. I mean, you know, we'd be ranked number one in the country if we still had Doak. You think about it. We've knocked off three top 10 teams when we had Doak out of 9 games or whatever. So not that we would have won them all. I'm not saying that at all, but we would still be right up there at the very top, I would think, or towards the very top. But we're not. You know, our best passer doesn't have anyone to throw it to right now, you know, which is Diedrich. So it's just kind of a something that we've got to figure out. But our ceiling is not as high. I don't know of any team's ceiling is as high when they don't have their best players, all of their best players.
Going,
no, they can ask. I don't care.
Coach, you outscored 15-20 fast break points. Is that something you try to take advantage of?
Sure. I do think Devon's fast with the ball, and we need to play to trying to get easy baskets as much as possible. And we didn't really do that. We haven't done that consistently well. So really, our offense, if you study it just in half court, was probably worse tonight than some other games, because we did get some easy baskets that we hadn't been getting. So if you look at it that way, it could be a positive that we did score and transition some.
I feel like there's a common theme or trend in all these road losses, 1-5.
Well, 1-5 on the road is also a BS stat. Look at who we play to. So, but it should be better than 1-5. I agree with you 1,000% on that, but I think there's some common things. I do think winning important points. You know, basketball is a lot like tennis too. You know, there's certain games in a tennis match that are certain points is more important to win than other points. If you get a chance to break, you got to win that point. And I don't play tennis, but I think it sounds pretty intellectual that I just made that statement. But you know, basketball's the same way. There's certain possessions you got to get a stop. You got to get a stop under 5 on the shot clock, and you got to be able to maybe manufacture a basket under 5 under shot clock. Instead, we get 3 shot clock violations, and they score at the end of the clock. I mean, that's the difference in win and lose and things like that. And I do think those are things that are correctable. But if you go back over time, I think the consistent theme on a lot of our situations when you're playing good talent away from home is you have less margin for error. And when you give away possessions, I think it's hard to come back from that a lot of times.
Did you get what you wanted execution-wise out of that pressure late?
I thought our guys did a great job. I thought they did a great job in the pressure late. The Diedrich should have fouled Jackson when he had the dunk. Just should have fouled him. But you know, he probably would have made both. They didn't miss any free throws, so he probably would have made them both anyway. But still, though, just things like that you can improve on. But I thought we did a nice job with that late.